I still believe that I want to make sure that no matter what I play, everyone enjoys it. And, you know, the audience is really a big part of the whole show experience, because we give our energy to the audience and the audience gives energy back to us. there are a lot of artists that inspire me, including Dr. Lonnie Smith, Joey DeFrancesco, and Jimmy Smith, and Vodestat, Art Tatum, Oscar Peterson, Mulgrew Miller, Herbie Hancock, Chick Corea. I get inspired by those artists, and I just create music, and it's always a fun process. That's a good question. I would say that I'm grateful to still be able to do what I love to do, and you know, it's always, you know, fun to work with other artists like John Baptiste, because he has helped me, and I've known him since I was about 9 years old. So we go way back, and you know, same with everyone else that I've encountered. You know, and the fact that everyone has been really supportive of me and was able to help me grow and me learning from those people, it's been a great experience. Good question. John. I wanted to do something with John. This idea came to me when he invited me to play with him, with two pianos, at a few events. It was just the two of us playing, and I had the idea of, hey, why don't we get in the studio and record together in the studio? So when I was with Derek Hodge, I was like, hey, why don't we do Baya by Thelonious Monk? And so then we got John in the studio, and we recorded for about 20 minutes, like a bunch of ideas together. And what you actually heard on the record is actually a few excerpts from that 20-minute improv session. So like the last 5 minutes was Baya, and then like somewhere in the middle of that session was the title track of the album. And then Derek Hodge I met at the Monterey Jazz Festival a few years back, and when he saw me, he said that he would have to work with me, and my team reached out to him when we were thinking about doing connections, and we said we would have to work with him, and yeah, he just did a fantastic job. It was so fun to work with him. Well, Connections, I feel like, is, from my point of view, is an album that really focuses on the connections I have with others and their connections with me. And it really does mean a lot that that people decided to collaborate with me on here, you know, John and Virginia Carter and Jonathan Blake and Andrea Owens and everyone that was a part of this album. You know, some of them I've met, you know, at the time more recently before we got into the studio, and then some I've known for a long time. So it's an honor to have them be a part of this album. And also my band was a part of the album too, so that was great as well. Good question. I would say some of the songs we're definitely dealing with, you know, current events, which are still happening in our world today, unfortunately, you know. But there are songs that I wrote, like Stop Fighting, where the song basically just says, you know, we don't need the brutality, we don't need the bullying, we don't need the, we don't need all the negativity in the world. And there's songs like It Will Be Okay, where, you know, even after a pandemic, you know, somebody might be going through whatever they're going through, and that song basically just says, no matter what, everything will be okay. And same with A New Day as well. You know, today's a new day. Let's, yesterday was yesterday. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's still happening today. Like, look at Israel. You know, it's still happening. Just, and in other locations around the world. And again, I wrote the song and I still stand by it. Stop fighting. we don't need all that's happening. I just hope that song just tells people, look, we want peace, we want freedom, we just want everyone to be happy. That's what I mentioned earlier, with the first question, as far as like, whatever genre I play, I want to make sure everyone, understands what I'm playing in, and, leaves with joy and happiness. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I would definitely say that I am grateful to do what I love to do, and I would say to everyone listening, follow your dreams. Do not let anyone tell you can't do something. Always stay true to yourself and have fun and just be you.